Hey guys, it's Melissa here from MelissaOatman.com. Welcome to another episode of Awaken Your Inner Awesomeness, the weekly podcast devoted to all things spirituality and self-improvement. I am so delighted you're here with me today. Today I'm going to be talking about how to get more into the flow of life and letting go of the need to control attachments to outcomes, or letting go of the need to control every little detail of your life. Because what happens when we start to control things is we make a mess. We get stressed out, we get overwhelmed, and we just want to quit and we want to give up. I've experienced this personally in my own life, and I've learned so many lessons lately about why it's important to just let go and let God. Whatever you believe your higher power to be, whether it's God, the universe, whatever, we need to relinquish control, because sometimes there are things that happen to us that are simply out of our control. And when we try to obsess over it, when we try to jump in and take over, we end up making things harder for ourselves. There is a divine plan for your life, whether you believe that or not, there is. And some things are meant for us and some things are not. We have free will, which is kind of what makes a mess sometimes, because we have the ability to stick to the plan or to wander off from it a little bit and go experience other things. And when we do that, we're always learning, right? It's not right or wrong. You're learning lessons, and that's what you came here to do. But sometimes we end up making things so much harder for ourselves because we don't listen to our intuition. We try to control things, and all that does is stress us out. So today I want to talk about the importance of allowing, the importance of letting go, and the importance of being in the flow of life. I've talked about this before on podcasts a long time ago, but when we're not in the flow of things, it feels like a struggle. Everything feels like you're climbing uphill or you're trying to ride a bike uphill, or you're swimming upstream and there's a big current and you're getting so tired because you're trying to fight it. They always tell you that if you get into a situation where you're in water and there is a current, instead of trying to fight it, let go and just let it carry you downstream. Because what happens when you try to fight it is you use all of your energy and all of your strength trying to fight that current. You get tired and then you drown. And that's sort of perfect symbol for what happens in life. We fight so hard, and then we just get to a point where we say, I can't do this anymore. And metaphorically, some of us are drowning. It's so hard, and we've gone through such a struggle. But it really isn't supposed to be this much of a struggle. The reason it becomes a struggle is because we make it that. And I know you're sitting there listening to me and you're saying, no, I'm not making my life a struggle. I guarantee you, you are, without realizing it. It's important to let go, to go with that current and allow it to take you downstream and to stop fighting so damn hard. It is our human nature to want to control everything. Because again, we have that free will. That is a gift to us, as you have free will. And it can also be a huge curse to us. I like to think of it like this. I can only imagine what my family members were thinking when I was with my ex-husband. Like when I started dating him, they were probably just dying inside watching me make this huge mistake. And of course, they would try to tell me, like, this isn't going to work out. This is toxic. Did I listen? Of course not, because I had to learn that lesson for myself. No matter how many times people tried to throw me a lifeline or throw me a life jacket, I refused it, right? I was going to swim this and I was going to beat this and I was going to show everyone. And what I learned was they were right, but I had to learn that lesson. If, however, I had stopped trying to fight so hard and just listened to what my gut knew and what my intuition knew, could have saved myself a lot of heartache, because my gut already told me, get out of this. This isn't good. This isn't healthy. But I kept trying to fight it because I knew that I wanted to be right. And that isn't the way to live your life. Being right isn't always the best thing. It's easier when we listen to our intuition because our higher selves know where we're supposed to be going. We have this whole blueprint, and your higher self is like, you're supposed to go this way. We have guides around us who try to help us, and they're probably standing around me sometimes shaking their heads like, good Lord, she doesn't listen. When we start getting more in the flow of life and stop trying to fight everything so hard, what is meant for us will come to us, and it becomes easier. Wouldn't have believed that a long time ago, but I'm learning that lesson. I am working on my second book, which is now in the publishing process, and I'm self-publishing it, so it's a big learning curve. I had sent it to a friend to edit the book, and it was taking so long, and he would say, okay, it'll be done next week, and then 3 weeks would go by and nothing. And I was getting super frustrated and not mad at him because he's busy. It's a life. He's doing this as a favor to me. But just, I want this done. I'm so impatient, right? And I kept trying to like fight this. And finally, I stopped and I just said, okay, universe, if this is what you want me to do, if I'm supposed to publish this book, please help me here. I need it to get edited. Please help me with the process. So next thing I know, he emails me the next day. Like, I didn't expect him to work on it. He says, it's finished. I'm like, oh my gosh, it happened in like one day. Well, then the next part came along where I needed to publish it to different bookstores. And I was like, I don't even have any idea where to start here. This is so overwhelming. And I was trying to do all this research and it was giving me a headache because everyone was saying different things. And I was like, I don't know what to do. And so I just said, okay, universe, if you want me to publish this book, help me. What's the next step? What do I do? How do I get this done? And suddenly it popped into my memory that my good friend, Ronnie Ryan, who is amazing, had suggested to me that I hire someone to help me with that part. She's like, they don't have to totally publish it. They can just help you with that part. So I get on one of the sites that I use to hire people and sure enough, found somebody. And he's like, I will publish this book and I will do this for you and I will do that for you. And it's like, oh my gosh. And it was very reasonably priced. I thought, there's my next step. So I started to listen. I was like, okay, just guide me now in the next steps. And another thing is I've been posting readings on TikTok and YouTube and different places, and they just weren't really getting many views. And it was frustrating. It's like, what's happening? And so again, I said, okay, if this is what I'm supposed to be doing, if this is what you want me to do, I will do this. You need to guide me, help me, show me what to do. And all of these videos started popping up of how to get more views on your TikTok videos. And then it was just like people were being sent into my life to show me and give me guidance. So I started following that and listening to that. And all of a sudden, the views were growing. It is just amazing. And so I've seen so many ways this week how surrendering control and just allowing myself to work with the universe, really. It's like we're collaborating. And that's what the universe wants. They want to help us so much. But we get in our own way sometimes. And it's time to get out of your own way. Stop controlling. Time to relinquish it. And how do you do that? The first thing you need to do is take a deep breath. And look at in your life, where do you have situations where you are not able to relinquish control? What are you trying to control in your life all the time? The second thing I want you to do is to just have a whole conversation with the universe. You might call it prayer, call it whatever you want. I honestly just have a conversation. And I just say, here's what I'm trying to do, and this is what I need. If this is for my highest good, because sometimes we try to do things that's not meant for us. Like if you're struggling in a relationship and you're just trying to make it work, sometimes it's because that isn't the relationship for you. But as I tell everyone, the universe will not take something away from you without returning something even better. I said this over and over again, and it's true. So if something is a struggle to you, there are two things you need to think about. Number one, is this for you? And I asked the universe that, is this, for, if this is for me, that's what I said. If this is for me, if this is what I'm supposed to be doing, please make it easier. Please help me. Please show me the way, show the steps. If it's not for you, it's going to become obvious because it's going to continue to be a struggle. But sometimes we struggle in life merely because we're not asking the right questions and we're not asking for help. So ask that and preface that with, if this is for me, if it's for my highest good. We don't want to be banging on doors that are not meant to open for us, because that just leads to more frustration and feeling lost and stuck and all of those miserable feelings. If this is for me, if this is for my highest good, help me open this door. Give me the steps, show me the way, bring people into my life who can help me and who can make this easier. And then get out of your own way. Then stand back and watch what happens, because I promise you, you're going to see movement and you're going to see amazing things, but you have to get out of your own way. You have to let go of the need to control everything. And that is so hard, especially if you're a child of trauma, because we had no control over things that happened to us in our childhood. So our whole adult life is about trying to maintain control because we didn't have it. And so it feels scary and like we're going back to that place we were in when we were kids, when we didn't have control, and we don't like that. But that's not what it is. We're not relinquishing control to people who aren't going to look out for our best interest. That's what happened when we were kids. When you're an adult, you're relinquishing control so that you can allow people, the universe, who has your absolute highest and best interest, to guide you to what is for you. And when you work with the universe, instead of working against the universe, because whether you know that or not, every time you try to control and do things that are not for your highest good, you're working against the universe. When you finally decide that you're going to stop the struggle, and you're going to work with the universe and co-create alongside the universe, it gets really interesting. You might need to do an EFT, emotional freedom technique, tapping, to let go of the need to control, because for many of us, it's very deeply rooted. It goes all the way back to that trauma. And I highly recommend doing tappings. I think they're amazing because it taps into what is in the subconscious. And you might be consciously saying, I'm letting go of the need to control, but that subconscious part is there. It doesn't just go away. We have to clear it. So you might need to do a tapping to release all of the years of the need to control because you're trying to maintain your own safety. It's a safety response. It's us trying to protect ourselves. But as an adult, you don't have to protect yourself from the universe. The universe isn't going to steer you in a direction that would harm you. We have to tell ourselves that, because a lot of times, as kids, we were around people who did harm us, whether intentionally or not. And so we created that need to protect ourselves. And it kept us safe for a long time, but then there becomes a point when it doesn't keep you safe, it keeps you stuck. You just self-sabotage and you get in your own way because you think you're trying to stay safe. Gotta let that go. So maybe do a tapping or a guided meditation for letting go of the need to control. And work with the universe. Ask for what you need. Show me the way. Light up my steps. Help me in this. I want to work with you, not against you. And you'll be amazed at what starts to happen. And be patient, because it's not like, it might not happen in one day, and that's okay. But when you'll start to see progress, you know you're on the right track. So I wanted to pull a few cards for you today to see what would come out. And the first deck that I chose was Angela Rose's deck. And the first card coming out was Let Go, Let Flow. Control, for the most part, is an illusion. We can't control other people, places, or things, but we can control how we respond to them. What if everything that feels out of control is unfolding for your highest growth? What lesson is here for you to learn about yourself? Listen to a guided meditation for 5 minutes. Breathe. Then list all the things you can control. Hint, you can only control yourself, your thoughts, your decisions, and your actions. The mantra that goes with this card is, I am fully supported. I can let go of worry and trust in my life. The second card that came out, and I love that, by the way, because let go of worry, it's not doing anything to help you. You're just creating a mental prison for yourself. Let it go. Let go of the worry and trust. The next card coming out is, come home to you. Life can feel challenging when we are faced with something hard. In the discomfort of situations, it's normal to want to escape or run from it. Be with the discomfort. Be with the grief. Be with the emotions that want to move through you. You are not alone. It will get better. But first, just be with your soul. Do you need to cry, be angry, laugh, journal, play, or sleep? Be with you. And the mantra that goes with this card is, I am not alone. I am safe. I am loved. That is so true. You just sometimes need to be. We need to process those emotions so you can work through them and they don't get stuck in your body because they cause so many physical and physiological effects in the body. All right, the next set of cards I pulled is from Tasha Silver's deck, Divine Beloved. And the first card is Intuition. God finds a way. Change me, Divine Beloved, into one who can offer all major decisions to you. Let me trust. You're always guiding me in the right directions. May I always remember that if something is meant to be, out of no way, God finds a way. I love that. The next one is Generosity. I am abundant love. Change me, Divine Beloved, into one who can easily send blessings to all, even those filled with negativity or fear. May I shower the planet with love, knowing there is an unlimited ocean within me. The next card is Strength. I lean on you. Make me ready to call on you in even the most confusing situations, large or small. Let me include you. May I lean on your strength, knowing your grace can unravel any dilemma. Exactly. Don't be so stubborn. Call on the universe to help you. That's exactly what the universe wants and what your guides are here to do. Your angels and guides are here to protect you, to guide you, to love you. Allow them to do that. And the last card coming out is Release. I move in harmony. Change me, Divine Beloved, into one who can easily release all that's ready to go. Let me move in harmony with your natural cycles. Exactly. If something is not for you, it's time to let it go. The longer you stay with something that isn't meant for you, the less time you have to be with something that is. You are holding space when you hold on to the negativity that could be taken up by things that are meant for you. So let go what isn't serving you so you can welcome in what is. I hope that those messages were helpful and that they resonated for you. Remember that you have a whole team waiting there for you who wants to help you. Let go of the need to be right. Let go of the need to be in control. Allow the unfolding. Allow the universe to come in and to help you. It will make things easier for you. And you will be amazed at what shows up for you when you simply release the need to be in control. Just let go and let God and see what comes in for you. I hope you guys have an amazing week. And if you would like to join us on Patreon, I record an extra episode of Awaken Your Inner Awesomeness that is only available to my patrons each week. And I also go live in that patron page. We go live on Zoom. Usually it's every Monday. And I do a card reading for those who show up on the Zoom. And it's just an amazing group. They're so supportive. And whenever people come to that group, if they've had a problem or something that they've been working on all week, they'll ask for advice and we all lovingly support them and guide them to the right answer. So I would love to have you there. You can join for free for 7 days to see something that you would like. If you don't, you can cancel at any time and there's no obligation at all. But I'd love to have you over there. The link is in the show notes if you'd like to sign up and join us. Also, don't forget that you can work with me if you'd like to book a reading with me, a half hour or hour session. You can also do that on my website, melissaoatman.com. The link is in the show notes. You can also follow me on social media. I post readings on my TikTok page, Facebook, Instagram, and on YouTube. All of those links are also in my show notes. I'd love to have you follow me there as well. I'm sending you guys so much love and light. I hope you have a beautiful week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, guys.